Good night, God. O God, most holy, Lord of all, I praise your name, to you I call. Your loving care is always there. I praise your name in this nighttime prayer. Sometimes my choices were not good. I did not do the things I should, but in your arms I come to rest. You are forgiving. You are the best. Thank you, Lord, for all things good. I hope I thank you like I should. Plants and animals, family and friends, books, school and homes, there is no end. The stars come out, our day is done. I praise you, Lord, most holy one. You give me fun and food and friends and love from you that never ends. This is probably going to be the longest part of this episode. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week, look, I make a promise to my listeners. And that promise is very basic and very simple. And the promise is this: I read every book I cover. Like, that's it. Bare minimum, I at least have read every book I cover. From the shortest to the, I don't know what I'm gesturing at, from the shortest to the longest, from the wee babyest board book to the longest chapter book, I read everything back and forth, frequently many times, in an effort to sort of glean the meaning of each book. Then there's this week's book. I did my darndest. I sat down with this book and I was gonna read, I was like, oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna read it cover to cover. I'm gonna read this book cover to cover in a way that no one's ever read a book cover to cover before. I'm gonna read this book cover to cover in such dedicated fashion that by the end of it, I will know exactly what this book is about, what it's getting at, what it's trying to say. And listeners, this book is 90 some odd pages long, and I could not do it. Because there's no story. There's bears are in it, all through it, but there's no plot, and it's not supposed to be read all in once. If I'd had 90 days, okay, I guess I've had 90 days to read. I've had several years to read this, but if I had given myself 90 days to read, what one devotion at a time, maybe I could have gotten through it. But you know what, I probably just have lost interest. At about the same point I lost interest, that's right, this week's book, ladies and gentlemen, this week's book is The Living Lights Faith Story, The Berenstain Bears Bedtime Devotional, includes 90 devotions by Mike Berenstain. This is a devotional, a bedtime devotional. And what is a devotional? Well, it's certainly not a storybook. I'll tell you that right now. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, this isn't a story. This isn't a book to sit down and read to the kiddos cover to cover. It's not that kind of a book. This is a book. This isn't even like an activity book or a coloring book. This is a book with a very specific goal in mind, and that is to give you something to read and think about like once a day. Just think about this one thing. Really dwell on this concept. 90 of them. Really dwell on these 90 concepts, except that each concept is broken down into a number of questions. So let's say these 270 things. Think about these 270 odd things, but also each devotion includes a Bible quote. So think about that as well, but also, they're almost all the same exact devotion. So read something. I'm gonna sum this whole book up for you based entirely on the reading I did and the flipping through the rest of it that I also did. Here's a summation of the Berenstain Bears Bedtime Devotional. You know, I'm gonna give myself 7 seconds to sum it up. Get your stopwatch ready. I'm gonna time me on this. I'm gonna wrap up bedtime devotional. Here it goes. God loves you and it's infinite. That's it. That is literally the whole book. Every single devotion is pretty much just like, let's just cut through all the BS and just remember that, but God loves everyone infinitely, no matter what. God loves you infinitely, no matter what, kids. He loves you infinitely, no matter what. He made everything, loves you infinitely, no matter what. Except that Mike has figured out a way to write this 90 times. 90 times. There are 90 devotions in this book by Mike Berenstain. 90 times. It gets old pretty quickly. So this book is from 2016, so it's 8 years old. And it's divided up into sections, into chapters. But honestly, I really couldn't find much difference in the chapter. So we have a table of contents. So this is a thick book, by the way. It's a hardback book, thick book divided up into chapters. The table of contents are a bedtime prayer. God loves you very much. Be kind and helpful to others. Be forgiving. God's gifts and blessings. Be thankful. Be courageous. Be a good friend. Have faith and be joyful. And I'm going to tell you right off the bat, these concepts were covered so much better in the Gifts of the Spirit series. Like these same concepts covered so much better in the stories that he wrote than they were in the 160 odd pages of this book. Did I say it was 90 pages? I was wrong. I think it's about 160 pages. I'm going to skip to the end. Yes. 160 pages from morning to night. 90 devotions, featuring quotes from the Bible. And this, it just makes me tired to look at. And images from previously existing Berenstain Bears books. 90 devotions, 160 pages of Berenstain Bears goodness. Is this the longest Berenstain Bears book? I usually joke and say that the Berenstain Bears Holy Bible is the longest Berenstain Bears book, because literally it is. But I think this might take it, because this is like all original material. Now, I don't know what kind of, like, I don't know what kind of scholarship went into this. I don't know much about devotionals. I don't even know what a devotional is. Like, devotional. What's a devotional? A devotional is a religious publication that provides a daily spiritual reading for each calendar day. That's what I thought, except this doesn't. It's 90, so it's, you know, one each calendar day for 3 months, I guess. Devotionals could include a Bible verse, a reflection on that verse, and usually a short prayer. That we're going to get that here. They can be inspiring, comforting, or even humorous. Many daily devotionals take the form of one-year devotional books, with many being tailored specifically for children, teenagers, students, men, and women. That's exactly what I thought it was. Are devotionals real things, or is this something made up by like the Christian publishing like corporations? I don't know. Daily devotionals. Daily devotionals, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. My utmost for his high. I don't know. They're just devotional books. There's not much of a history of them. The earliest known example being the Gaelic Felliere, written in Ireland in the 9th century. So I guess they go back a little ways. But churchgoers often get a one-year devotional book from Christian bookstores and give these as gifts for life events such as baptisms, confirmations, graduations, weddings, among other occasions. They're the kind... Yes, that makes more sense. You give them as a gift. You say thank you for them. You put them in a drawer. You never look at them again. The Berenstain Bears Bedtime Devotional. So by the title, it's a book that's meant to be read right before bed. You guys are supposed to sit with your child and think some difficult thoughts right before they lay their head down and go to sleep. It starts with the prayer that I read right up top. That's the bedtime prayer. So you're supposed to say this 4-verse rhyme prayer before bed. But then also, here's some stuff to think about, kids. So you have things like this. So you have like it'll start with a psalm or a chapter, chapter, verse. It is good to sing every morning about your love. Psalm 92:2. Great. And so it talks about morning songs. Sister Bear is poking her head out the window to take a deep breath of the crisp morning air. I just did that. I just took a deep breath for everyone listening along at home. If you're watching this on YouTube, you got to see me do it, huh? Do that out the window. She feels the warm sun on her face and listens to the birds as they sing happy songs. Do you ever listen to the birds sing their morning song? I'm sorry, I'm being a jerk. Do you ever listen to the birds sing their morning songs? Have you ever felt the warm sun on your face? God made the sun and the birds. He made the air that we breathe. He made them for you to enjoy because he loves you. He loves you. People do this hand thing to make the heart, like in photos and stuff, which I hate. I don't hate love, but I hate this hand sign because this is it's far more accurate to do it with like this. Like, it's harder, but it makes more of a, it's more of an actual heart shape. Then it gives you sister's prayer. Thank you, Lord, for birds that sing, praising you for everything. Boom. So that's a daily devotional. It's not one of the longer ones, though. If we skip ahead, his love is as high as the heavens are above the earth. Psalm 103:11. Okay, let's do a daily devotional for this psalm. His love is as high as the heavens are above the earth. Psalm 103:11. How high? Not to be confused with the movie How High. Sister Bear and her friend Susie are looking at the moon and the stars high in the sky. Have you ever looked at the moon and the stars? Absolutely not. because when you look at them, they can see you. Do you wonder how far away they are? You can see them, but you cannot reach them. Thanks for the vote of confidence, Mike Berenstain. Thank you for the vote of confidence of me never being an astronaut, I guess. They are way too high. And so am I. I'm kidding. Not going to be too snarky on this one. The Bible says God's love is so high it reaches all the way to the sky. Great. Scientifically speaking, the sky is kind of all around us. Anyway, God loves you with a love that is higher than the highest star. Cool. Remember to thank God for his love that is so high. I wish you would stop saying hi. It makes me want to laugh and make jokes, but I'm not going to because I'm being a good boy today. You have this quote about God's love being super high. It's so high, man. You couldn't get any higher. How high? Then it has a little bit about Susie and sister looking up at the sky. Then it's like, hey kid, you ever looked at the sky? You ever think about how high up it is, man? It's so far away, man. How long would it, if you could walk to the moon, how long do you think it would take you to walk there if there was a bridge or a road? How long do you think it would take you to walk there? Hold on. I'm going to look that up. How long would it take to walk to the moon? It would, if you could walk to the moon at a pace of 3.7 miles per hour, 6 kilometers per hour for our friends in foreign land, it would take approximately 2,669 days or about 7.3 years. However, the distance between the Earth and the moon is not fixed and the moon orbits the Earth, so calculating the exact time it would take to walk to the moon, it's not simple. If you could drive in a straight line at 100 miles an hour, it would take you about 99 days to get to the moon. So it would take you a long time to walk to the moon. You probably wouldn't be able to do it. You would die before you got there. It's further away than you think, kids. It's pretty far away. Also, God doesn't say his love is as high as the moon. It's as high as, the heavens above the earth. Anyway, so that's very similar to what we dealt with before. But this time, so you have the quote, you have the reflection, but then you have a thing to do. This is what I always like about Mike. Mike gives you things to do. Before you close your eyes tonight, think a little bit about God's love. It is so good to be loved this much. So how can you show God you're thankful for his love? Plan on thanking God all day tomorrow. Wake up and tell God that every good thing you do all day long is to honor and thank him. Do something extra nice for others to show them how much you love them. Tell friends that God loves them too. Maybe don't do that part. Okay, so this is a straight... Okay, look, I've been doing this show for 9 years. 9 years. 10 years next year. That's how time works. I've been doing this show for 9 years. And in that time, I've read a number of Berenstain Bears books that I don't agree with philosophically, that are not books written for me. They are books deeply about religious subjects that just don't have any part in my life. And you know what? Every single time I've done a book like that, I've said to myself, this book isn't written for me. My job is to analyze, discuss this book. I would say analyze. Is to discuss this book from a neutral enough perspective that I can give you an honest idea of whether I think the book works for its intended audience, whether it's entertaining, whether it's well constructed, not taking into consideration what I think of it. I'm an adult man. I don't need to read Berenstain Bears books all the time anyway. I've got big important books to read. I've got big long books for grown-ups in my room. I can read whatever I want. I don't have to read Berenstain Bears books, but what about the people who do? How are these books for them? So, in these 9 years, I think I've been pretty good at separating myself from the intended audience of the book and saying, it doesn't matter if it's the book for me. What matters is that it's the book for the person who's it's intended for. I am having the hardest time with this one because I have never known anyone, and I know there's probably people listening who do, but I've personally never known anyone who does a daily devotion, let's think about the moon. Also, unlike Mike's other books, which I keep gesturing to my right like they're there, but they're not. Unlike Mike's other books, well, here's a few. Unlike the Gifts of the Spirit series, which are all right, this is about helping. Let's tell a story about the bears and sort of illustrate this value. This book, well, now I can't get it back. This book just keeps telling you things over and over again. So be still and know that I am God. That's Psalm 46:10. Sister's standing still, a butterfly lands on her. And it's like, hey, do you ever just stand still and look at the sky? Maybe if you're quiet, you can hear the birds. Sometimes God wants us to be quiet so we know how much he loves us. And then it's like, close your eyes tonight. Think about God's love and God's creation. Everything you see shows us how much God loves us. Tomorrow, take some time to notice God's creation around you in your home. Take a few minutes to thank him for these great gifts. Promise God that you will respect his creation. All of that shows God how much you love him. Unlike the other Berenstain Bears books, this one's not like, if you want to show God how much you love him, here's some stuff you can do to take care of the planet. It's more just like, you gotta yell at God that you like him. You gotta let him know, help me, God, to stop and see the wonderful things you made for me. That's the prayer that goes along with this. But it's a lot of like telling God how you feel about him. But that makes sense, because that's the God's love chapter. Now, the Be Kind and Helpful to Others chapter gives you a few more lessons. Like, don't say mean things to each other. God wants you to be nice to each other. Do you have any people in your neighborhood? Do you have people in your neighborhood? Well, I guess you do, or else it wouldn't be a neighborhood. That's a weird question to ask. When any of your neighbors are sick and sad, you can be kind to them. Make a card for them. Bring them something to eat. Jesus wants us to love our neighbors. I mean, it's also good to do if you don't believe in Jesus. Be nice to your neighbors. Help out with their yard work. Sister and Lizzie like fishing together. Sister's giving Lizzie a hug because she's her friend. Do you like to give hugs? Of course, you can hug your mom or dad, your grandma or grandpa. You can even hug your sister or brother. You can give the people you love a little hug. Put a smile on their face. See, this is good stuff now, right? Doesn't necessarily have anything to do with religion, but it's good stuff. Jesus showed his love by touching people to heal them. Not a big hugger as far as I can tell, but he did touch some people and he raised a couple of folks from the dead. Here's one of my favorites. This is from a book we haven't covered yet. The bears have some neighbors who are a little different. They speak and even dress differently from the other folks the bear cubs are used to seeing, but they're good neighbors and good friends. Now, if you haven't read the book, I have read the book. I haven't covered it yet, but I've read the book. You see the bear family at the door of their house, and coming through is someone who... two bears wearing spats. One who's wearing looks like a tuxedo with a top hat. One who's wearing a suit with a top hat. You also see the Bog brothers behind them, and they're carrying a smoking cauldron. Both of the bears have... one just has his top hat in his hand. So you think it's about them, like, moving, like, some people from another culture move next door. But this is, like, homeless millionaires moved in next door. And also some swamp people. You gotta be nice to them, folks. Like, it's really a weird story, like, an illustration to demonstrate them being nice to people who are different from them. People who wear top hats need love, too. Are there kids at school who need your help? Maybe your friend has a heavy backpack. Maybe a classmate has a broken leg. That's a big gap right there, by the way. Whatever way you can help, you should. So, okay, now we're getting into the doing part. This is what Mike excels at. The coming up with things for kids to do to help other people. Brother and sister have to wear soccer uniforms, just like Jesus did. Brother and sister have to obey their parents, just like Jesus did. Brother and sister like their sister honey, just like Jesus did. Think a little bit about kind words you can say. Hello, have a great day. That's a nice hat. That's a nice hat. Thanks for breakfast, Mom. Say these to everybody. No matter what they're wearing, no matter if they're your mom. Honey Bear's prayer is, make my words be kind and sweet to bless my family with a treat. I guess the treat is her kind words. We have a whole section on forgiveness, breaking up fights, loving your siblings, God's gifts and blessing, which are very similar to God's love. God gave us he gave us everything. There's so, okay, this is a long, long, even on rainy days, God loves you. Even on stormy days, God loves you. Give money to the Salvation Army. Don't give money to the Salvation Army, because that shows that God loves you. Papa turns the light off at night. That's how we know God loves you. Sister failed her math test. That's how she knows God loves her. Brother and sister give each other Christmas presents. Then there's a whole section on being thankful. I'm barely halfway through this book. Honey Bear prays at Thanksgiving time. The sister likes the sunrise. They put out the nativity scene. Then you gotta be courageous. There's a be courageous. So the cubs break up a bully fight, right? They help an owl find a home. Brother plays baseball just like Jesus did. Papa fixes a car like Jesus did. Brother and Sister Bear wear their helmets and ride their bikes. They stop Too Tall and his gang from throwing stones. It's something, I don't know what, we don't get to see. They're just throwing stones. There's a school play going on. It is an Easter play, but it's too scary for everyone. Sister likes the ending of the Easter play at Sunday school, but at first the play was too scary, but not anymore. Because They left out the part where Jesus died. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why it's not scary anymore, because Jesus comes back to life, but he does that every year, I think. That's how the story goes, right? Anyone who believes in Jesus can be with him in heaven someday. That's not entirely true, depending on which Christianity, like sect of Christianity you belong to. Not everyone gets to go, even if they believe in him. Like, sometimes you do a murder and then you're like, probably won't get to sit next to Jesus, even though I believe in him. Sorry, dudes. Then you hug your grandpa like Jesus did. Be a good friend. This is probably the section kids can most relate to. So Lizzie's trying to catch a fish, but her fishing rod gets all tangled up. Sister's fishing and she stops to help her friend. Now they're working together to get Lizzie's line untangled, and that's what good friends do. If one of your friends is having a problem, stop what you're doing and help your friend. Even if you're doing something fun, it's more important to help. Two people can fix a problem better than one, and maybe someday that friend will help you. Sister's prayer, even if I'm having fun, give me the strength to help someone. Good advice. Stop and help people, particularly your friends who you invited fishing with you. Tell the truth. She doesn't believe what brother's saying. She accuses him of lying. When you tell a lie, it causes trouble for the whole world, and Gramps will yell at you. It's the value of honesty. Be patient and kind. You're waiting in line for something. Don't push and shove, or maybe a bug will land on you. If you love Jesus, you run around with your friends. Jesus wants us to be fun and funny and have a good time with everyone and hold hands with your buddies. Jesus loves that. Try to love everyone, okay? This goes for all the times. Like, if someone beans you with a ball, don't be friends with them anymore, I guess. I don't know. Be a good kid. If someone looks sad, find out why they're sad. That's good advice. Do you look out for others at home or school? You might be having a good day, but someone else might be having a bad day. When you look out for someone else, you can both have a good day. Think about that. No more bragging. The biggest brag? Close your eyes tonight. Think a little bit about friendship. When a friend does great at a ball game or writes a funny story you like, do you remember to say, good job? It's important to let friends know when they do something well. Do you remember to say good job? Do you remember to say good job? I hope you do. I don't know what it has to do about bragging. Instead of bragging about yourself, tell your friends good job. So if you succeed in something, instead of saying, look what I did, say good job. I guess that's how it works. Jesus is your special friend. Oh my gosh. Get back up. Sister gets knocked down during a soccer game. Looks pretty serious. She's got birds and stars floating around her head. Looks like it could be a pre-concussion syndrome. But brother makes sure she's all right. Even though they annoy each other, they love each other. When you get down, you gotta get back up. Get back in the game, kids. Get back in the game. You hit your head, don't worry about it. Get back in the game. It's more important to win. I'm kidding. Don't get back in. If you hit your head so much you see stars, you're out of the game. That's concussion protocol. Lay down, go to the doctor. See your family physician, get checked out, see your physician. Take concussion very seriously, friend. Don't do what sister is doing. Go fishing with your friends. You like to fish? And then the last section is have faith. Read Bible stories. Go biking with your sister. Have dinner with your favorite minister, your favorite preacher man. Even though you can't see God, he sees you all the time, even if you're on the toilet. The Bears enjoy the Christmas Eve pageant at the chapel in the woods. Some Cubs from Brother and Sister Sunday School are playing the Three Wise Men. They're following the star as they looked for Jesus in Bible times. People waited for Jesus to come because God promised he would send a savior. Even though Jesus came to earth a long time ago, we still look to him to be our friend and helper and savior. If you look for Jesus, you'll find him. Now, before you close your eyes tonight, think a little bit about faith. God made a promise and he kept that promise. Today, we do not have a star to help us find Jesus like the wise men had, but we have the Bible to help guide us and we have our faith. This is a book for Christian kids. You can't even play around with this one. There's this one message. It's that God loves you. And if you're Christian, then Jesus loves you too, I guess. Like, that's it. There's 160 pages in this book. We see a shot of brother playing guitar at one point, and I don't think about brother playing guitar. I think it's pretty cool. Mike, you should write some songs and set them to music and release an album. They can do a thing where, like, you can just sing in your voice. Like, I'll make up a Brother Bear song off the top of my head that would appear in this. If Mike Berenstain wrote a song that Brother Bear could sing, it would go a little something like this. I am Brother Bear. Nobody knows what goes on in my head. Nobody knows what happens when I go to bed and enter my dreams and enter the world of my dreams. I'm Brother Bear and nobody knows my darkest, deepest secrets. I'm Brother Bear. Something like that, except you can pitch it up. so you sound like a child. I'll drop an example right here.
I'm Brother Bear. Now I sound just like a kid when I'm singing. You can just pitch up your voice and it sounds like you're singing as a child.
I'm Brother Bear. I'm a Berenstain Bear. I'm your friend.
See, just like that. And be good friends with your bullies, I guess is the message. So the book just goes on. Sister gets a locket about the golden rule. We read that book a couple of times. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The last section is called Be Joyful. I'm joyful that this book never ends. Be joyful. Jump in some leaves. Paint a picture. Have a baby. Throw a harvest festival. Look at a deer. Play the trumpet. Join the rocket club. Ride on a sleigh. Take a walk down through the woods in the snow and go to church, kids. During the day, the Lord sends his love to me. During the night, I sing about him. I say a prayer to the God who gives me life. Psalm 42:8. This book is long. It's very long. And I don't know how to talk about it. I probably could have found somebody to help me talk about it. But I kind of just wanted to be done. So what we're going to do is I'm going to look up the Berenstain Bears Bedtime Devotional. So you can get this on Kindle. You can also get it in hardcover for like $11. If you have Kindle Unlimited, it's free. I own it in hardcover. I don't know where my hardcover copy is. So I had to look at it on Kindle, which I hate, but I had to do it. So it gets a ton of 5-star reviews. People seem to love. I'm looking at the reviews because I want you to know, like, if someone is actually looking for a devotional for their kid, people who know devotionals, is this a good devotional? 5 stars. We love Berenstain Bear books and love this nightly devotional. It's perfect, including a Bible verse, a story relative to the verse, and a think about it portion for kids. Even great for small children and a prayer that rhymes. We've been reading this every night before bed with my 3-year-old and 7-year-old. It includes an illustrations and a ribbon bookmark. We really like this. It's the perfect book to end the day. Highly recommend. Great. Here's someone 5 stars looking for a devotional that would hold my 4-year-old's attention. After 3 attempts, I found this book. The lessons in prayer aren't long, but very appropriate for young minds. I'm very happy with it. Very happy. Not only was it a used book. Well, I'm not going to read about that, but it came quicker than that. I hate it when the reviewers are just like, it came in a good box. I'm like, that's not what the book is. Relatable stories explained very simply. We love this devotional. Great for young learners. Enjoy talking through the devotions each night. This is funny just because so the cover is embossed. Like it's like the bedtime devotional is like impressed into the cover, and then there's gilt, like gold, like ink embossing. That's what embossing is. This person received a copy of it. There was no gold. So it just says the Berenstain Bears. There's a blank space with like phantom letters, and then it says includes 90 devotions. They took a star off because there was a misprint, which is funny, but you got a pretty cool addition. There's no ink printed where bedtime devotional should be pictured. Not a big deal. Sweet little devotional to do at nighttime. Good stories of background. Great stories for 5-year-old granddaughter. Arrived quickly. The book is as described. So what I'm saying is people who know their business seem to like this book. Now, there's a couple of reviewers. Just mediocre, they say. These devotions mostly fall flat. They don't connect well with our almost 5-year-old. In my opinion, a good devotional should include clear, easy to understand and apply questions at the end. These do not. They're also repetitive. I did find it very repetitive. And another 3-star reviewer says, can be rather repetitive and shallow, but it's all right. But those are the lowest reviews, right? The rest is 4 and 5 stars. So, and I'm not saying this is like the end all be all of reviewers, but these seem to be real people. Their kids look to be like 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, and they seem to like it. They like the ribbon that comes with it. Some lessons include a carry-on cub section that serves as a kind of application to the greater category. You can use it to begin a conversation. Will this book correct or alleviate all the struggles of leading a young family in conversations about God? No, but it won't hurt. There you go. This is a strange book. It's a weird book, and one I've been dreading covering because I didn't want to talk about it. But I also didn't want to seem like I was not giving it its fair shake. I can't sit and read this book. It's not for me. It's the one Berenstain Bears book that's not for me. Is it for you? I don't know. Do you like nice hardcover devotionals? Then great. Are you collecting every Berenstain Bears book? Good. Do you like illustrations from other books? Perfect. Buy it. The cover's neat. It's very serene and it's blue. That's it. It's the Berenstain Bears bedtime devotional. There's no story. It's like a cookbook, but for the soul. So that's it. That's my episode this week. I'm sorry that there's not a whole lot to talk about. I could have had if I'd had a religious person on, what would we even have done? Read every single one of these and discussed it? And besides, I don't think theology majors, I don't think people with degrees in religion are like bothering themselves with devotionals. I don't think this is where their scholarship lies. That I think this is like dime store like Bible study. This is like the devotionals are like, I want to feel connected to the God before I go to bed. So I'll read one of these. Again, I'm not trying to be snarky. I just don't. This is out of my wheelhouse, out of my comfort zone more than anything else, which you'll be remembering those words when I address some books coming up with some topics that I'm also not comfortable discussing, but that I feel like I have a firmer grasp on with the aid of an expert. So in any case, that's the Bears and Bears devotional. If you're looking at this on YouTube, you can see the picture. You can see what it looks like. It's a pretty book. Otherwise, I mean, this is it. This is the book. It looks like this. It's a book. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this wild and wonderful experiment I've been doing for 9 years, talking about Berenstain Bears books. I admitted that I had a podcast about the Berenstain Bears to a guy I did an interview with for work the other day, and he was very impressed. So, and he is an amazing graphic visual artist and piano player. So I guess I'm an artist as well now. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. Listen to my other podcast. It's El Toro Time, Pizza Toast. If you like what I do, let me know. If you don't like what I do, don't say anything, because you're just going to ruin my day. And you don't need to say anything. If you don't like me, just go do something else. You don't have to leave a negative comment. You're not going to help. You're just going to make me sad. And then I'm just going to eat my feelings like I do. And I've already been eating them enough. So, and then I'll have to talk about it to my therapist. And I already have enough on my plate when I go see Ed. So don't make me talk about the Berenstain Bears with Ed. That would be, I'm paying too much for that. So join me next week when I'll be talking about the Berenstain Bears. Be kind to your family. Say hi to your mom. Do your dishes. Brush your teeth. Stay in school. Don't work too hard. And I'll see you all next time. Deep in Bear Country. Thank you so much.